before somewhere, bro.
I'm sorry?
I think I've seen you before somewhere.
You seen me before somewhere? Well, yeah, I've been in and out of this town. We've been
in prison before?
Last three or four years.
Yeah, I think I got out in 2015.
I'm sorry?
From 07 to 2015. You was in prison around that time?
Yeah. Prison?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't in prison.
You look familiar with somebody that was in prison.
No. But I've been in and out of this town. I'm a preacher, street preacher, and I preach the gospel over.
We need you around here, bro, for real.
Did you give him a gospel card?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, he got one. I didn't get
Did you get a gospel card?
No, I got one. Yeah, we need you around here, bro. There's a lot of us lost out here, bro. We need you know what I'm saying?
Everybody. You know, not only the homeless people need the Lord,
everybody.
Elon Musk, the richest guy in the world, needs the Lord too, right? But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Here, how about a gospel card for you? You got, wrong one. Sorry. Nope, that's the right one. I got two different gospel cards. I have one that I give out to some Anabaptist people in the area. Do you guys know, has anybody ever explained to you the gospel to eternal life?
This one has a guy at Bill about it.
My brother will explain it to you. Can he explain it to you?
Yes, sir.
Sure. Yeah, so you have to put your faith in Jesus Christ. You know who Jesus Christ is? Yeah, he came down in likeness of us and died on the stake for the forgiveness of our sins. He died on a tree. He was made a curse for us. We in no way could work our way to heaven. But a lot of times the churches, like you talked about the churches, they stop right there. They say, all you got to do is put your faith in Christ. But it goes beyond that. You have to repent. You have to turn from your sin. Exactly. You have to repent. You have to stop doing your sin. You have to turn to
God. And because out here, I got turned into the word, and we end up stealing. And it just sucks, bro. Every day is like,
that's not one of the only ways I means to make it happen. You got what he's given us, gift of gab. We're able to talk to people and communicate. We can get what we want, and how you present yourself.
Did you finish?
No, I didn't finish.
Yeah.
I mean, after you repent, when the Lord sees you're willing to serve him, willing to obey him, he'll give you his Holy Spirit. And you'll walk in holiness and obedience as fruit that you know
God.
Being born from above. Yeah, born from
above.
And the fruit that you know God, he knows you, holiness and obedience to the word of God. And you said you wanted a Bible as well. Well, hopefully, do you have one?
Yeah,
we'd love to get you one. And then you have to endure in the faith till the end, too. It's not locked up. It's not secure. You have to keep holding on to that faith till the end. So that's the whole biblical gospel. A lot of the churches don't tell you. That big key is repentance. Coming out of the world, this is Satan's kingdom. I'm sure you've seen the worst of the worst out here.
The churches tend to teach people just believe in Jesus and maybe get baptized, maybe raise your hand, say a prayer. But then they go off and the people live like the world. And Jesus said, my sheep, if you really hear the call of God, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. And when you follow Jesus, you know what? You don't stay in the world anymore. You don't stay in your sin anymore. You don't stay in the churches because the churches are all full of corruption and money and hypocrisy. When you follow Jesus, you follow his word. And then his spirit and his word leads you out. Led my brother and I out of our worldly lives and sin. It will lead you out of your worldly life and sin. It's a gift that God gives because we could never earn it. But there is a cost to it. What do you think the cost is?
Just believe in him.
Well, you got to believe in him, but think of the earthly cost, all the changes that would take place. You know, let's say, are you guys friends?
Yeah, I know him.
All right,
yeah.
So let's say you guys are best friends. Let's say he wants to follow Jesus, and you might say, no, man, I don't want that. If you really want to follow Jesus, and he doesn't want to follow Jesus, I have a question. Can you still be as close as you were at one time, or is this going to happen?
It depends.
Yeah, there's going to be a separation because what he's interested in, you're no longer interested in.
I'm going to disagree because the reason I'm going to disagree because if his faith and his muscle and his will is strong enough, it'll be strong enough to pursue me, to persuade me.
Yeah, that's not true.
To even remotely.
Yeah, he can witness to you. He can witness, but he can't.
Make me think about change.
Yeah. So see, here's the thing. But, he would be a witness and he would be an example. But let me tell you this. I used to be a drinker and a partier and a fighter. When I came to the Lord, all my friends that still want to drink and party, they still do that. I don't do that anymore. So I witnessed the gospel to them and they didn't want Jesus.
You don't do it no more, but did you continue to pursue
No.
them with that?
No.
That's why.
No, you don't. Because, see, they made a decision, and then light can't walk with darkness. Let's say him and you did drugs together. What if he decides to stop drugs for the Lord and you want to keep doing drugs? You think he's going to hang out with you doing the drugs with you, following Jesus?
But he may not.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
It makes real good sense, but he may not smoke. He may not do the drug, but if he still cares about me,
if he cares about you, he'll call you to Jesus and then tell you, ready? This is the Bible love, ready? He'll call you to Jesus and then he'll say, listen, I love you this much. You know how much I love you if I was your best friend? And
I love you enough to stay away from you.
He'd say, I love you enough to separate till you change because you're on the way to hell.
Now what you're saying, that's strong. That's enough strong, tenacious will for me to be like, damn, within myself, damn.
What's more important, sin or God, my friends?
What's more important, losing a best friend of mine that's been there for me forever?
Yeah.
And the day when I was down and out, when I was at my lowest point, or do I continue to do this drug?
Right. But one thing, Jesus said something very clear, though. He said he came to bring a sword to divide. And so Jesus will come and divide people for himself away from other people. And he also said, ready? He said, love me, and compared to how you love me, he said, you will hate other people. Not literally hate, but like we love God so much
that we hate.
Like the people under it, it's like hate. We just, there's not even close.
Right.
That makes sense?
Right. Yeah. And the same token, what did he send us for? He sent us to be messengers.
He says what?
He sent us as
messengers. Hey, it's my wife. It's just drama.
Hi there.
Hello. He sent us as messengers.
Yeah. We preach the gospel like we preach to you. But see, everybody has to make a choice. And what happens, brother? What happens, Brother Kuo, if men choose not to follow Christ? What's going to be the fate?
The Lord is coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those who don't know God and don't obey the gospel. It says in 1 Thessalonians. So he's coming back in fire to destroy the kingdom of Satan and all those who go along with the kingdom of Satan.
And
he's going to establish his kingdom.
And on top of that, there is a holy war.
We're in a spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord is recruiting his people as Satan is recruiting his people.
That's true.
And everything. Well, with that being said,
you got to choose which side you're on. There's a kingdom of God or a kingdom of Satan. Mm-hmm. And here's what everybody thinks, right? A lot of people think, ready? Here's the kingdom of God. Here's the kingdom of Satan. There's a lot of people that go, well, I'm kind of in the middle. I'm not fully for God, and I'm not serving Satan. There is no middle ground. You're either in one or in the other.
And the forces of both of them are very powerful to make you rock that boat.
Yeah.
To separate which side you want to be on and whatnot. It's just within an individual. How strong are they?
Yeah.
Are they strong enough?
Yeah, and we get the power from the Holy Spirit when we're born again, and then reading the Word, obeying the Word. But the big one that most people, maybe not you guys, probably the church systems probably aren't that alluring to you, because hopefully you see through the church system. The big one is the culture. See, the culture is set up by Satan to get you with drugs, with porn, with greed, with hate, with lust, with TV, with sports. All those things are there to distract you, but God says if you'll focus on me, put your affection on me, His Spirit and Word can guide you through it. I had to leave all of that.
Just like, you know, when it says that we were created in His image.
Amen. Everyone is.
Now.
But not everyone's a child of God.
Exactly. But this is, with me, when it comes to the Bible and the spiritual, I ask a lot of questions. I need to know more knowledge on anything that I'm talking about. Any subject. Like we're talking about this.
Yeah. Okay. Bible says study to be approved.
Right. Now, where it says, way back when, it says, when God was created, when we were created equal. We were created in His his image.
Right.
Now, how do we know what his image was?
Yeah, well...
Now, watch. I know if you are thinking and going the way that I'm thinking, you're going to have the same question within yourself.
Yeah. I think the image, creating the image of God, isn't necessarily like we look like God. It's the images, the character and nature of God. And we have the ability to know good, no evil, no light, no dark, no sin, or no righteousness. That's really the image of God that we're created in. Because none of us believe that God looks like us, like a human form. Jesus came in human form to relate to us, but God's a spirit. Okay, we know God's a spirit. And so the image is more of who we are. Look at, we're very different than the animals, aren't we? Animals don't have a conscience. Animals don't have what humans have. So that's the image we're made in. And so you have to reflect that in how you live. Many people live like animals, sadly. And that's not something God would have for his people. We're here to... Do you know what the purpose of your life is?
Nope.
How about you?
We got to figure it out.
I can tell you right now, the purpose of your life, ready? Glorify God. That's why he created you, to give him glory. Same thing with us. That's it. That's your sole purpose. Solomon said, the wisest man ever said, this is the duty of man. Fear God, keep his commandments. That's how you glorify God. That's the purpose of your life. Not to make a bunch of money, not to lift up yourself, not to do all these kinds of things, but to fear God and keep his commandments. That is the greatest thing that we can do.
I was thinking more so, like, he put us here for a purpose. And we haven't discovered our full soul purpose, but I'm going to say my purpose, that is part of, that's the first and foremost, what you just...
Glorify God.
Yes, and fearing him. That was the first and foremost.
And to fear him means you obey him.
Right, that's right here. But he sent me for a purpose. Now, when I say, I don't know fully what my purpose is, like, and I done found out some. Mine, I say, I could be wrong. I could be, but I highly doubt it. Is to be able to communicate with the one in the barrier of those that can't communicate for themselves.
Yeah.
Almost kind of like a representative. Mm.
Yeah, well, the two great commands, love God. And the next one is love your neighbor. So that kind of goes along with it. You probably care about your neighbor. So you love God is number one. So love your neighbor is two.
It's like, okay, it's like what we were saying, but then, like, okay, how do I phrase it? Because I know how I feel. I know how it's for me, but it's hard to explain it to others where they understand. You know, because I could say something and people misinterpret the words or
not understand
the way that I'm trying to say.
The key is God's word is the path. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. I'll get you a Bible. And understanding that and knowing that, and then if you're willing to submit your life to Christ, surrender your life, then he reveals all this thing. Jesus said the Spirit will teach you all truth. And so then that will answer all your questions. And I always tell people, the answer to any question that you have is encapsulated in two words. Do you know what it is? Jesus Christ. He's the Creator. He's the Father. He's the Spirit. He's the Word. He's the Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's life.
Right.
He's judgment. He's fire. He's goodness. I mean, he just... Look at the earth. It's Jesus Christ.
And
we're studying through the book of Revelation right now, and that whole book is a revelation of Jesus Christ. It's all about pointing to him. It's a beautiful thing.
Man.
Where'd my way? Hey, Sister Amen. Hold on. I'll be right back. As promised, man, here's the Bible.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's a New Testament.
New Testament. Okay.
And in the front is my website.
Okay.
Okay for you. You got a gospel card, right?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you both got gospel cards. Yeah. So yeah, check out that Bible and read through the Gospels and see if you're interested in the.
You know how long it's been? I had a Bible since I got released out of prison. This is my first Bible since I got released out of prison. It's been
Since you got out of prison?
It's been 8 years. I've been out of prison.
See who Jesus is, and then figure out if he's who he said he is. He said he's God, and then follow him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and he leads the way. and our website's there as a resource. Our email's on. You guys have phones?
iPhone? My brother's going to give me one.
Yeah, okay. You can go on JoePierce.com, and we got a website full of resources. My brother and I are traveling street preachers, and we street preach all over.
I came to South Dakota, huh? That's a long trip.
What's that?
So I came all the way to South Dakota?
Yeah, we don't live there. We're pretty much full-time vandalers. Oh, yeah. But, that's what we
that's
what we do, and we like to meet people and tell people the good news and give people hope. This world needs hope. Without Christ, there is no hope. Stay out of the churches. They're false. Stay in the Word of God. Seek the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And you'll find your purpose. Amen?
Thank you very much.
We love you, neighbor. We love you.
What was your name? Mauricio.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, email us if you get
I'm going to get a phone.
Email us, and we'd love to encourage you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right. Don't perish. My email's on our website, don'tperish.com.
Yes, sir. Thank
you. All right.
All right,
you guys be safe. Good talking to you. God be praised. Did you get your bread, brother?
Yeah, I got my bread.
Nice.
Actually, I met him walking back. He was walking the same direction. I was like, hey, you're some good